Good morning and welcome to On Fire Radio, brought to you by Catskill Mountain Christian Center, a full gospel family church and Christian academy located at 629 Main Street in beautiful Margaretville, New York. What a great day to go to church. If you don't have a church, come on over to Catskill Mountain Christian Center. We would love for you to be our guest this morning. That's Catskill Mountain Christian Center this morning at 10 o'clock. If you'd like more information about On Fire Radio or Catskill Mountain Christian Center, give us a call at 845-586-4848. I'm Renard Bartow, and I'd like to invite you to join us for the next 30 minutes as we bring you On Fire Radio. Now let's go to Pastor Bob Engelhart with today's message.
So I'm going to read from John chapter 5. We're going to talk about the man who was healed at the pool of Bethesda. I'm going to read from verse 5 down through 15. Scripture says, this is during Jesus' ministry. After this, there was the feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is in Jerusalem by the Sheep Gate a pool, which is called in Hebrew Bethesda, having five porches. In these five porches, lay a great multitude of sick people, blind, lame, paralyzed, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain time into the pool and stirred up the water. Then whoever stepped in first after the stirring of the water was made well of whatever disease he had. Now a certain man who had been there had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had already been in that condition a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be made well?" The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no man to put me in the pool when the water is stirred up, but while I am coming, another steps down before me." And Jesus said to him, "Rise, take up your bed and walk." And immediately the man was made well, took up his bed and walked. And that day was the Sabbath. The Jews therefore said to him who was cured, "It is the Sabbath. It is not lawful for you to carry your bed." And he answered them, "He who made me well said to me, 'Take up your bed and walk.'" And they asked him, "Who is this man who said to you, 'Take up your bed and walk'?" But the one who was healed did not know who it was, for Jesus had withdrawn, a multitude being in that place. Afterward, Jesus found him in the temple and said to him, "See, you have been made well. Sin no more, lest the worst thing come upon you." And the man departed and told the Jews that it was Jesus who made him well. So we're talking about what I think is one of the most beautiful pictures of the church in the Bible. It says that the pool was near the sheep gate, and we know that we're God's sheep, right? So there are a lot of these prophetic sort of splashes throughout this entire story that tells us that God is saying something beyond what he's saying here. He's saying more than that. So it's at the sheep gate. The sheep gate is where we all come in and go out of. We're the sheep, right? There were five porches. Five porches represent the fivefold ministry. Again, it's the church. Ephesians 4:11 says, "God has given apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers for the equipping of the saints for the work of the ministry." Fivefold. There were five porches representative of the church. What you have here is a picture of the church is coming into view. The place was called Bethesda. Bethesda means house of mercy. You're at the church. It's the house of mercy. It's the house of mercy. This is not the house of judgment. It's the house of mercy. Right? There are five porches. Apostle, prophets. You're surrounded with ministry. People to minister to people who come in through the sheep gate. Get that? I'm painting a picture here. And it is said that it was a place of flowing water. flowing water, the Word of God. This is the flowing water. Well, we preach it every week. We teach it. We talk it. This is the flowing water. This is not the same message that it was last week. There's a new message. There's flowing water here at this place in this pool of Bethesda, where the sick and the infirmed and the blind and the lame come and gather together. Jesus doesn't save any perfect people, only sinners. The sick, the blind, the lame, the maimed, the paralyzed, where we all gather together. It's a place where an angel came down at a certain time and stirred the water. You know, there were seasons of revival. Seasons of revival in that Bethesda pool. And everybody was waiting for the season of revival. The angel came down and stirred the water. Well, if the flowing water is the Word of God, it's when the Word of God became alive to people again. And there was another move of God's Spirit. And the people who got a hold of that were healed. You see? That's church. We go through some seasons where we're not necessarily in revival. But we ought to be believing for the stirring of the water, that God brings another season where we become alive to His Word, and there's a stirring of the water, and people are healed. People were waiting for the stirring of the water. And a guy had been in that position for 38 years. Infirmed for 38 years in the same pew every Sunday. Never got healed. Never got set free. Never made it into the water. As long as you're lying on your bed, who are you caring about? Not even looking at the water. You're fussing about your neighbor who didn't make the right food, who just speaks rudely, or you're fussing over what they're wearing, and you're fussing over how they talk, and you're fussing over this and that and the other thing. Your whole life becomes consumed with the people who are laying around you just as sick as you are. And you're not waiting and you're not watching for that stirring of the water so that you could be the first one in the water. 38 years and not set free. 38 years and not set free. Something wrong about that. Something wrong about that. Something wrong about that. Jesus came to set you free. Stop using it as an excuse. Stop using your infirmity as an excuse. And Jesus literally asked the guy, this is my spin, do you really even want to be made well? That's what he said to him. It was really an attitude. Jesus knew he had been there a long time. I'm sure he had his little latte. You know, he picked his latte up in the foyer on the way through. You know, he probably has skinny jeans on and, you know what I mean? His untucked shirt and everything, you know, because he was going with the groove of the modern thing. But he's still laying there infirm. Jesus said, do you even want to be made well? You're in the house of healing. You're in the house of healing. Jesus lives here where two or more are gathered together in His name. He's in our midst. You even want to be made well? And listen how the guy answered him. Listen to me. I'm just going to preach good right now, but don't worry about it. It's coming up. You may miss it, but it'll be good. Get the CD. He said, do you want to be made well? The sick man answered and said, sir, I have no man to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up. But while I am coming, another steps down before me. It's the pastor's fault. He won't help me. Nobody will help me in this church. Do you know those church people? They won't help me into the pool. There's no man to help me to get down into the pool. It's their fault. I'm the victim. It's their fault. There's nobody help me. Man, I'd crawl into that pool. I'd be laying on the beach, on the shore, waiting for the waters to stir. And as soon as they start stirring, I'm going to crawl into the pool. Say, oh, false alarm. You know, somebody threw a rock in. I thought it was a stirring of the water. Oh, sir, I have no man to put me into the pool. This guy is living the life of Riley. Everybody can feel sorry for him because he's a victim, because he's not made whole. I don't know why. And these people, they just step in my way. But while I'm coming in, another steps before me. They're so rude in that church. Jesus said to him, what? Rise, take up your bed, and walk. Rise, take up your bed, and walk. Rise. What is rising? Put your head above the gaggle. The people who are as infirmed as you are, who are as determined to stay in their infirmity as you are, determined to not move forward in life and grow in life and take advantage of every thing Jesus has. Stay with them. Stay with the group. Stay with the gaggle. Jesus said, first of all, you got to rise, man. You got to put your vision above these people here. Now you got to take up your bed, because your bed is your comfort. Jesus didn't come to promise anyone comfort. Man, we got padded pews. We got projectors. We got scriptures on the wall. Rise, take up your bed. Forget you're not here for comfort. You're only on this earth for a little while longer. You're only going to be here for a little while longer. You're not going to be here that long. Take up your bed. You can rest in heaven. And walk. What did Paul say? Paul said, I forget everything. He said, anybody should brag. I should brag. He said, I'm like graduated from the Harvard of Jewish academies. Top of my class. I'm a Pharisee of Pharisees. First in my class. I persecuted the Christians. I was so holy, I persecuted Christians. He says, well, you know what I do? I forget everything that's behind. I don't live on the glories of my past. But I look forward and I press on to the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. You rise, you take up your bed, and you walk. I don't know what tomorrow's going to bring, people. I don't know if we're going to be in war tomorrow. I don't know if we're going to start lobbing nukes back and forth across the ocean. I have no idea what's going to happen. And maybe there'll be bright and sunny days. But you know what? God's kingdom is not affected by any of this. Rise, take up your bed and walk. And immediately the man was made well, took up his bed and walked. Religious people had a problem with it, because now he wasn't in his seat where he's supposed to be. Where's the Joneses? They always sit in that chair. Where's the Joneses? I'm taking up my bed and walking. Jesus giving me some marching orders here. I got to go. And then something interesting happens. Jesus finds the guy. He says, so how are you doing? I said, great, Jesus. I'm healed, man. Thank you so much. He said, don't sin anymore, lest something even worse happens to you. Hot shot. Hot shot, 38-year Christian. Don't sin anymore, lest something worse come upon you. What can we maybe infer from that? Why was he there in the first place? Oh,
Sickness doesn't come from... God wouldn't put sickness.
Man, you don't know nothing. You can't see in that world. You don't know what kind of maladies you suffer because of the rot in your brain. I'm preaching good. This was the good part. I have one more scripture that I'm really going to try to actually redeem you with. Because I want us to look at that man, the 38-year guy, and now we're going to look at another man. Okay? Who kind of gets Jesus. Mark 10 from verse 46. You know, if any of you know, I probably have preached the scripture as much as any scripture. It says, now, as they came to Jericho, this is Jesus and his entourage. As he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great multitude, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the road begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. This is a guy, he's not near the sheepfold. He's blind. He's a beggar. It's his trade. It's what he does. But he's been hearing stories about this Jesus. You know, isn't it good for us? Let me tell you something about America. Jesus is in the air. You don't have to try very hard to hear about Jesus. Jesus is in the air. If you have the local cable station, there's at least one full-time gospel television station. You don't have to work very hard to hear about Jesus. And you might even hear that he's healed people and that he's made people whole. You see this guy Bartimaeus, something was going on in his heart. Because he'd been hearing about this Jesus. Now, he was probably making a decent living as a beggar. Right? He was there. But he starts crying out. He hears about Jesus passing by. I can't exactly see where Jesus is. It's like you and me. We can't exactly see Jesus. The Holy Spirit is here with us now. That's Christ with us, right? Can't exactly see Jesus. But I'm told he's passing by. I'm told he's passing by. Great entourage, like a parade of people. When is the perfect place to embarrass all your friends and family? When there's a whole bunch of people passing by. You're in the middle of a Jesus parade. People walking down the street with him, talking about Jesus. I'm his friend. People never met him. They're part of the gaggle, the entourage. We're talking about him. And he's from the side of the road. He says, I hear this Jesus guy has healed people with blind eyes. I don't know. Jesus. No, it wasn't even like that. Wasn't, hello, Mr. Jesus, will you please help me? Dear Heavenly Father in heaven, will you please help me? It was Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me! Hey, Jesus, have mercy on me! There's a great big crowd of people passing by, and his friends are like, you're embarrassing us, shut up! Put the hand over, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Because he had a feeling that Jesus might heal him. Because he had a feeling that Jesus might heal him. Faith is this thing in your heart that becomes alive to Jesus Christ. And it doesn't matter what people say or think about you. David said, I'll become even more what than this. I'll become more undignified than this. King David with his linen ephod is dancing before the ark of the Lord. His wife looks down and says, oh, so embarrassed.
Wasn't
when he comes home later that night for supper. Supper's laid out.
Oh, wasn't the king dignified today, abasing himself before all the maidens? He said, "Sister, you ain't seen nothing. I'm going to become far more undignified than this." Then many warned him, "Be quiet." But he cried out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me. Go ahead, shut me up about Jesus. Go ahead, shut me up about Jesus. Go ahead, silence this church." And many more warned him to be quiet. So watch. Then many warned him to be quiet, but he cried out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." So Jesus stood still. You can stop Jesus in his tracks. 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 "No, I'm going to stay here at the Pool of Bethesda. I'm waiting for them water to be stirred. One of these days I'm going to get around to it. These people keep getting in my way. Nobody, no preacher here not helping me." Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus stood still. The whole universe, the angels were like, "Dude, watch. Watch, he stopped. He stopped him. Yeah." And commanded him to be called. And this is the great thing that you have to know about people. Remember all the people who were just saying, "Shut up, be quiet, quiet down, you're embarrassing us. We don't want to look uncool. We so bad don't want to look uncool. I need skinny jeans. I want to be cool." And then those same people, they called the blind man, saying to him, "Be of good cheer, rise, he is calling you." People make you crazy. People make you crazy. "Shush, be quiet. Stop. Come on, he's calling you. Now I want to be his friend. Yeah, I'm with him. Come on, blind Bartimaeus." Are you kidding me? See, the problem is you listen to all those stupid voices that tell you how cool, train you how to be a cool Christian, a cool Bethesda Christian. Right? When Jesus wants a Bartimaeus Christian, make some noise. Go offend somebody. Go preach the gospel to somebody. Go cry out in the woods, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." What do you got to be set free from? Are you sad? Are you broken inside? Are you riddled with doubt and unbelief? Maybe you got a dirty, filthy spirit. So over-sexualized our culture, so over-sexualized of dirty, filthy spirits. Maybe you need Jesus to set you free. He does that. Maybe your marriage is falling apart. Maybe your health is falling apart. It's full service Jesus he is. And then they take the blind man, saying, "Be of good cheer, he is calling you," and throwing aside his garment, he rose and came to Jesus. So Jesus answered and said to him, now here's the thing. Jesus answered and said to him, there's a blind man, right? You guys on his own. Jesus said, "What do you want me to do for you? What do you want me to do for you? A couple of bucks, Jesus, please. $5, Jesus, please. Lord, that I may receive my sight. Lord, that I may receive my sight." He knew what he wanted. He knew what the problem was. He knew what he wanted. And when he was called, he was ready with the answer. I don't have to think, you know, what am I going to ask God for? No, he knew his deficit more than anyone else. He knew his deficiency. "Lord, that I may receive my sight." Jesus said, "Go your way. Your faith has made you well."
and immediately you received the sight and followed Jesus on the road. You ever get your sight? Jesus ever gives you your sight? That is good counsel. Follow him. Follow him. If he gives you your sight, follow him. Amen.
Hello, this is Jake Johnson, and I want to thank you for listening to this edition of On Fire Radio. Pastor Bob shared today about blind Bartimaeus stopping Jesus in his tracks. It may feel sometimes in our lives that we want to cry out to Jesus, but people on our left and on our right, all around us, are telling us to be quiet, whether that's our family, friends, coworkers. But I want to encourage you today that you can get Jesus' attention, that he wants you to stop him in his tracks. He wants to spend time with you. If you've never truly spent time with Jesus and made him savior of your soul, would you pray with me today? Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner. I recognize that I am blind to my sin at times. But Lord, I know that you and your sacrifice have forgiven me. Jesus, I place you as savior of my life. Holy Spirit, fill me now. Jesus, I turn and repent from my sinful ways and place all of my trust in you. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, if you prayed that prayer with me today, get a Bible, start a prayer life, and find a Bible-believing church. There's nothing quite like spending time with Jesus. On Fire Radio is a ministry of Catskill Mountain Christian Center. You can financially support the work of On Fire Radio by going to our website, cmcconline.org. You can also find out more about Catskill Mountain Christian Center on our Facebook page. We would love to have you visit us on a Sunday at 10 a.m. for our Sunday celebration service at Catskill Mountain Christian Center. Our address is 629 Main Street in beautiful Margaretville, New York. On behalf of Pastor Bob Englehart, this is Jake Johnson signing off. God bless, and we'll see you in church.